broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people! Bow to the people! It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, way. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, you know, it's still a bit on the warm side. It was kind of hot this weekend. Well, hot in many ways, but and some I'll get into during my show. But, you know, I guess it's really nothing compared to the heat wave that's going on, you know, in parts of the country. So I shouldn't really complain. Sometimes complain about the fact that it's kind of, you know, like whether you want to call it May gray or June gloom or whatever you would call it in July, you know, the overcast, and especially here by the beach with the marine layer. But I came to the realization today that that's actually a good thing, because that tends to cool off the weather, and it's either because of the weather conditions that's causing that, that keeps the temperature down, or maybe, you know, the overcast kind of acts as a shield from the direct sunlight. It never shields out the UV radiation. So sometimes people think, oh, well, you know, I can just stay out because without any sunscreen or other protection because the clouds are shading me. But the UV rays go right through that, and you can get just as bad a sunburn, and, you know, could potentially cause cancer, you know, if you do that quite a bit. So, but I kind of laughed this morning because I heard that Las Vegas was actually cooling off, and they said it was cooling down to 110, you know, 110 degrees. It seems like you melt. And actually, I saw something where they put crayons on, I think it was asphalt or a concrete sidewalk, and within a minute they melted. And so I don't know if you really call that cooling, but I think they were like cooling down from, you know, the 120s or something like that. And I remember last week Death Valley was at 129. I don't know if it ever broke 130. And a motorcyclist died. That's kind of crazy, you know, being out and exposed to that kind of temperature in a motorcycle. You know, if you're in a car and you have air conditioning, of course, that's another matter. Although I don't know what happens if your air conditioning breaks down, or worse, your car breaks down. You know, that can be bad. And as I said, I think it was last week or the week before, you know, be considerate of your dogs. Because when the temperature, you know, is like in the 80s or 90s or certainly, you know, triple digits, it's usually like 120 to 140 or even hotter than that on the asphalt. And, you know, your dog's paws can get burned. So think of your four-legged animals. And also think about the fire danger when it's hot and especially windy. They used to say summer is like the fire season, but now all the fire experts say that fires are year, or the fire season, quote unquote, is year round. So, you know, just be mindful of that. Okay, well, I want to start off the show. You know, everyone who listens, my regular listeners, know that I don't talk politics on my shows, and I'm not going to, you know, start now. But I do just want to make some brief comments about, I guess it's being called an attempted political assassination that, you know, everyone by now has seen on TV, that, of course, has dominated the news since Saturday, when former President Trump had a graze wound from someone who fired at him. And what I want to talk about is that there's no place for political violence. In fact, violence, period, that is just doesn't belong, in our world. Yes, I'm not naive to that, you know, it's not going to happen, violence. Hopefully not another assassination attempt on anybody. But, you know, sadly, homicides seem to be a daily occurrence in the U.S., if not definitely worldwide. But when it comes to politics, we can all agree to disagree on political views, and we can have, robust discussions, as long as those discussions are respectful. You know, when it comes to name-calling or, hurling falsehoods, that to me is just as bad as physical violence. So just for anyone that even has the remote idea of thinking about engaging in, either hate, whether it's hate messages or, sometimes escalates to the extreme of violence, that's just not what America is about. And I want to offer my condolences to the firefighter who lost his life trying to protect his family. Apparently he covered his family and took a bullet. Also, I'm wishing a speedy recovery to the two individuals that got shot as well. And I believe they're still in critical condition. An innocent bystander doesn't deserve that kind of, having that happen to them. Obviously, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And let's hope that they can, at least as to the two individuals that are still in critical condition, that they can make a complete and speedy recovery, as well as actually all of the spectators. That's a very, among other things, scary thing to have to experience. It's kind of like people that come back from war zones, and anytime they hear a loud explosion, and of course we just recently had the 4th of July fireworks. Actually, there's still some people that are shooting off fireworks, and I hope they get arrested. But the trauma of being exposed to that, it doesn't take much to relive those bad experiences. So for all of the people that were there, or even people that some people are disturbed by watching it on TV, because they've been showing, the horrific scene. They've been showing it over and over and over, and it's overshadowed the news as if there isn't other things, and most importantly, positive news stories. But as the journalists have a saying in the media, that if it bleeds, it leads. So again, let's hope that there's no long-lasting health effects on anybody as a result of that. And most importantly, let's just hope that we don't see anything like that, in our lifetimes, ever. Okay, having gotten that out of the way, I want to transition. I always say doing a Monday radio show is kind of difficult at times. Difficult after events like that, but what I was going to really say was difficult after having a busy weekend and being totally exhausted. And this weekend was, summer must be here because everything, all the activities and events are happening. particularly yesterday. Yesterday we went to the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix bike races, I think it's their 61st year that they've been having it in Manhattan Beach. And unfortunately, there were a couple of accidents. They have the pros that are going, really fast, maybe approaching 50 miles an hour, especially downhill on the course. They seem to be like, I was going to say bumper to bumper, but I don't know what the term would be when you're bicycle to bicycle. But yet, they never seem to crash. You see like in the Olympics, I'm going to talk about the upcoming Olympics in a bit, but you see when they have the velodrome and one of the bicyclists up towards the top of the track falls off and either their bike falls onto and knocks other people down or they do or a combination of both. And some people actually like to watch sports like that or, stock car races or, and the like, Indy car races. And Formula One races, because they're there to see the wrecks. Although in those cases, they're pretty much protected by roll cages, the drivers, that is. But anyways, again, the pros don't seem to have any problems. It's in the amateur races where either people are going too fast for their abilities or they don't have the experience. And whenever they go over the handlebars, when they fall off, they tend to break a collarbone, a clavicle, and or ribs. And that happened again, sadly, during the Grand Prix bike races. For a number of years, I was a volunteer with the Manhattan Beach Community Emergency Response Team, and we were the first responders until the paramedics arrived. Usually we would treat the road rash cases where somebody goes down and they have cuts and scrapes and bruises, contusions. But if somebody was serious as to broken bones, that was we would do the emergency first aid and then, let the paramedics take over. But the races were, extraordinarily challenging. And I always tell people that an iPhone can take just as good of a photo, and I'm sure the same with Android phones, but it can take just as good a photo as, an SLR camera, and they're idiot-proof. You don't have to worry about being in focus or, having the right lens or this or that. The one exception is when things are whizzing by you so fast, and you sometimes get a blurry shot, or it was actually when I attempted to do video, and it's like swoosh, 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 as the, and I'm up against the railing as close as you can get to where the, the bike riders are going. I didn't get very good video. I did get some photos, some cool photos, especially when they go into the first turn, and but those races are exciting. And, if you haven't experienced it, then there's always next year. It's usually around the end of July. Actually, mid-July, I think, is when they have it. I think it's like the second or third Sundays, depending on how the calendar falls out. But anyways, then after the bike races, we had to hustle over to Pollywog Park, in Manhattan Beach, and to see an Elvis tribute. And the guy's name is Scott Bruce, and he's been at concerts in the park at Pollywog Park. I know we've seen him a couple or a few years ago, and then I've seen him elsewhere. I've seen a number of other Elvis impersonators, by the way, and of course when you go to Vegas, you see a number of them. But this guy is really good, and he has all of the mannerisms, and he interacts with the audience. The dance floor in the amphitheater was crowded, and there were some people that dance really wild, and they're flailing away and elbowing and, kicking and whatever. And I had to actually tell one, you know, to knock it off. And the guy gave me the finger, and I said, okay, I'm just going to talk to the park ranger and have you removed if you continue. And then he, I guess, calmed down. I don't think Elvis is really the type of person that, you know, actually causes people to get out of control. I mean, there are some other cover bands, perhaps, where maybe that's a possibility, or maybe it's because people that attend those, some of which, some, not all, or not many, you know, are on drugs. But that's all it takes to kind of ruin things. But it didn't ruin it much, and it was a great concert. The weather was great. The sun was out. It wasn't too hot. And, you know, I hope to have him back again next year. You know, they had a lot of Elvis fans that were wearing Elvis attire, and, you know, they love Elvis, and they knew all the words and were singing along. And, but a friend of mine was all bummed out because she said, this Elvis, you know, the impersonator, Elvis wasn't wearing, you know, the proper attire. He didn't have the outfit with all the sequins and the flared pants and jumpsuit and all of that. And this guy did have, I'm not an Elvis fan, but he looked like he did have clothing that Elvis would have worn back in the day. And there was an intermission, and then he came out and changed. And he was wearing a black leather jacket, a long-sleeve shirt. And he had to have been hot. And actually, you could see he was sweating a little. But again, he was great. He was going all around the stage. And then he'd be on the edge of the stage, you know, talking to people like on the dance floor or singing for them. And it was just, you know, absolutely great. So this Wednesday, of course, is, you know, that was at Concerts in the Park at Pollywog Park, which is every Sunday from 5 to 7. I also like Wednesdays, Wednesday evenings, the concerts at the Point Shopping Center. It's right on the corner of, some people don't even know about it or don't even know where the Point is, but it's a shopping center across the street off of Rosecrans. You know, it's across the street from the Manhattan Village Mall. It's right at the intersection of Rosecrans and Pacific Coast Highway. Although the interesting thing is it's PCH north of Rosecrans, and it's Sepulveda Boulevard south of Rosecrans. But anyways, because someone once corrected me, they said, no, that's not PCH, it's Sepulveda. Well, yeah, over there it is PCH, but if you go south of Rosecrans, like where the Manhattan Village Mall is, it is Sepulveda. I don't know if GPSs get confused. I think they're pretty accurate. But I remember when I had when I got my first Magellan handheld GPS, and every time I got to Sepulveda, and it of course had the, you know, the voice, it would talk to you, give you voice commands, and it would always say Sepulveda Avenue. There was something else that it had difficulty pronouncing correctly. I guess they can't totally program all of the phonetics necessary to get it right, but, you know, every time it would say, approaching Sepulveda Avenue, and I would always laugh. Each time it was still as funny as the previous time. But anyways, so this Wednesday, July 17th, at the Point, their concerts are from 6 to 8, so you always have to remember Concerts in the Park at Pollywog Park is 5 to 7. Concerts at the Point in El Segundo are 6 to 8, obviously because it's a weekday evening. But this Wednesday, it's Charles Ray and Friends, and, you know, I'm the MC, okay, shameless plug, but when I announce, I'm going to have to remember to say Charles Ray, not Ray Charles, because I still think of Ray Charles. But this guy is Charles Ray and Friends, and I hear he's really good. And So, and I always mention for all concerts, but particularly at the Point and also at Pollywog Park, you might want to get there early because parking does get kind of, you know, backed up, or I mean, you know, parking spaces get filled up. And I remember one time I couldn't find any parking at the Point, so I wound up parking across the street in the Manhattan Village Mall and jaywalking, taking my life into my own hands, running across Rosecrans, because otherwise you have to go all the way down to Sepulveda/PCH, where there's a, you know, an intersection with a traffic light, and then you have to come all the way back. So, it's the same thing with Pollywog Park, although Pollywog Park has additional options. You could park across the street at the Manhattan Beach Arts Center. Of course, then you have to cross Manhattan Beach Boulevard because it's another one of those things where it's mid-block and you either have to go east or west to the traffic light crosswalk and then come all the way back. So, but those concerts are great, and as you know, my motto always is, the best things in life are free. They're free concerts. And probably in a couple of weeks, I'm going to do summer concerts, a show. You know, I'm going to dedicate the show, like I did about a month or so ago, to all the upcoming concerts. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And I was just informed that I was mispronouncing the name of the band that's going to be performing this Wednesday. It looked to me like it was Charles Ray. It's apparently pronounced Charisse Ray. So if any of you know, Charisse Ray's fans are listening, my apologies. Well, other things that are happening this week, in fact, tonight is in Hermosa Beach, they do their mayoral rotation. They're like Manhattan Beach. There's two types of city governance. One is called charter cities, and the other is called General Law Cities. Charter series, they operate under a charter with the state, and it's like a constitution, if you will. And there they have a directly elected mayor, and then who typically serves a four-year term. And then they have council members that are elected by district. Whereas general law cities, those are for cities that don't have a city charter. There, all of the council members are elected at large. They don't represent a specific district. And then they rotate the mayor among the council members. Could be some have a 9.5-month term, and that's so that each of the five council members have an equal opportunity of becoming the mayor. Some of them serve one-year terms, which means there's usually the odd person out, the council member that doesn't get to become mayor, whoever came place third place in the elections. Elections are staggered. Council members also serve four-year terms, but every 2 years there's an election, and sometimes three council members are up for election, three council seats, and other times two council seats. And the person that comes in third place in a three-seat election, if they have a one-year term, if you do the math, they're never going to get an opportunity to become mayor. Well, Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach, unlike our neighboring city, Redondo Beach is a charter city, but Hermosa, Manhattan, and then I believe El Segundo as well, we're all general law cities, and so the city council amongst themselves determines who the mayor is going to be. And it's always been a tradition that it was in the city council seniority sequence. So depending on how you placed in the election, whether you came in first, second, or third, if it's a three council seat race, that's the pecking order, if you will, as to who's going to become the mayor. Except, having said that, Hermosa Beach is a little bit different, and there they don't look at it as being an automatic thing. And so if you're a council member that may or may not get along with the rest of your colleagues, you might get snubbed. And that's happened a couple of times, and there's some question as to whether it's going to happen this time around, because the person who's the mayor pro tem, the person next in line to become the mayor, was passed over once for the mayor pro tem position and almost got passed over this last time. So I always attend our neighboring city's mayoral rotations, or when new council members are, indoctrinated or sworn in. And so I'm going to be attending tonight. So that'll be kind of interesting. A lot of people don't care about politics, and, that's fine too. But these are your elected representatives. So, if you ever have concerns about city government, or there's things you want to see happening, or things you don't want to see happening in your city, you should get involved somewhat, or at least, email, contact your elected representatives. That's what they're there for. Well, also this week, Thursday and Friday, and now we're back into Manhattan Beach, it's the annual Shakespeare by the Sea. It's a free performance by, the traveling troupe called Shakespeare by the Sea. I always kind of laugh because, they just had it in Hermosa Beach, and it was, I think, in Valley Park, which is a lot closer to the beach. We have it in Poliwag Park, so it's not by the sea, but it is Manhattan Beach, so it isn't in a beach city. But their performances are excellent, and they're free. Although, they do have like a tip jar, and they do welcome, contributions, donations. So anyways, it's this Thursday, and then there's a performance also this Friday at 7 p.m. in at Pollywog Park Amphitheater, which is right across the street from the Manhattan Beach Arts Center. I believe the address is 1650 or 1651. Arts Center and Pollywog Park Amphitheater. One of them is 1650 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, and the other is 1651. But you'll see it. And it's great. The Thursday performance is of the play Cardenio, and then on Friday it's Henry IV. And again, it's first-rate performers. They're aspiring actors and actresses, but it's top-quality plays. And again, it's free, and the weather is going to hopefully be just as it was this weekend. So another event this coming weekend on Saturday is Hermosa Beach Cyclery is having their 50th anniversary celebration. And I know some of the principals from Hermosa Cyclery, and they're going to have some snacks and soft drinks, and it should be a great event. For those of you that don't know, the individual who owned, in fact, started Hermosa Cyclery, I believe it was in 73 or 74, he died, and apparently he didn't have any heirs, so he left the business to the employees. There were four employees at the time, and they're still the co-owners after all these years. I think he had died in the 80s, but I'm not exactly sure, like late 80s, mid to late 80s. But that should be a great event. So speaking about bicycle co-owners, I mentioned the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, and I ran into Ted Ernst, who I believe has to be in his 90s, and he started the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, which is one of the original bike races, if not the original. And, he still is, we had a very intelligent, articulate conversation, and he's an all-around nice guy, but we were in the VIP tent, and there every year, and but I would strongly recommend people, attend the Hermosa Cyclery 50th anniversary. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here. Well, you know, I'm talking about upcoming events and something that's not a South Bay or Beach Cities event, but I'm getting very excited and looking forward to is the Paris Olympics, which starts a week from this Friday. It goes from July 26th through August 10th. July 26th is the opening ceremonies, and August 10th is the closing ceremonies. And I wonder who's going to carry the torch to light up the cauldron. Probably will be some French celebrity, but you never know. But that should be interesting, and I'm looking forward to all the sports. I'll be glued to the TV nonstop, as I think a lot of people will be. And the only problem is that Friday during the opening ceremony, it's also the Manhattan Beach Community Art Exhibition. It's an annual exhibition of, you know, people that submit. Well, it's very difficult to get your art displayed in that, but it could be a photograph, a painting, a drawing, a mosaic, a statue, you know, any type of medium, you know, have it displayed there. And of course, a shameless plug, I have one of my photos, my Rainbow of Hope over the Manhattan Beach Pier. It's going to be in the show. So I think we're going to probably wind up taping, now I'm dating myself, I don't think you call it taping, time shifting maybe, the opening ceremonies till after the event. I guess someone didn't look at the calendar and know that that was, you know, the evening of the opening ceremonies for the Paris Olympics. But, again, I just can't wait for that to happen. Well, speaking about, events, not necessarily an event, but for those of you that want to participate, I was talking about city government, you know, mainly as a spectator, but for those of you that want to devote service to our community and run for city council or city treasurer, the nomination period opened today and it closes on August 9th. And what you do is you pull nomination papers, and I think you have to get 20 or 25 signatures from registered Manhattan Beach voters, and then you submit that, and it's verified by the city clerk or the county, and then, you're off to the races. So we'll know who are going to be candidates. I know our incumbent mayor is running for re-election. There's three seats open this time around. Two of the council members are termed out. You know, they serve, they're ending their second term, and so they're termed out. So there's two real open seats, and of course the mayor, who's runs as a council member. You know, as I said earlier, they rotate the mayor role. He has already pulled papers to run for re-election. And the incumbent city treasurer has also pulled papers. But that shouldn't stop anybody from, you know, running for office. Just because someone's an incumbent doesn't guarantee their reelection. And obviously if they've done a great job while they were on council, then, you probably would like to reelect them or should reelect them. Otherwise, if they haven't done anything or, you know, worse, then, you know, there should be new candidates. Or someone's, you know, there's no term limits for the city treasurer, so our incumbent city treasurer has been doing it for years and usually runs unopposed. So a number of people have asked me to run for city treasurer, but I'm now retired from politics. I give back as, you know, serving on nonprofit boards because I love giving back to our community. And so I think it's time for, you know, people with fresh ideas to step forward. So again, you know, pull your nomination papers. The election is the first Tuesday in November. I believe that's November 5th, but whatever the first Tuesday of November is, that's when most of the municipalities, at least in California, have their elections. And, of course, we all know that's the same day as the presidential election. Although the absentee ballots, and actually I shouldn't use that term, it's called vote-by-mail ballots, go out earlier than that, and they have voting centers before that. So it's not like, you know, it's only on that Tuesday. Things happen beforehand, and or can happen beforehand. So, but again, I would urge people to participate in community government. I always loved serving our community and giving back to our community. And yeah, sometimes I might get a 2 a.m. phone call about, you know, it's either a neighbor dispute or a barking dog. And, you know, of course, animal control or the police are equipped to handle that. And that's usually, I would refer someone, you know, who has a complaint like that. But a lot of times, I know whether, if someone's having an issue, whether it should be directed at Parks and Recreation Department or Public Works or, you know, community development or whoever, you know, if it's like a zoning issue. And so I love serving our residents and getting them, you know, hooked up with whoever at the city can solve their issues. Or if I can solve it myself, I will always give it, you know, my best effort. And I always loved hearing from our community, and I always welcome members of the public to speak during public comments at our city council meetings. And so, but, you know, now's the time to pull papers and get those signatures, turn in your nomination papers, and then, you know, run for city council, and hopefully you'll get elected, and it'll be total satisfaction knowing that you did a job well done and you helped people, you know, fellow residents in our community. Well, just one other event. It's a little a ways off, but I just happened to notice it on the calendar, but and for me, it's something very appetizing, and I'm using the term appetizing for a reason, because July 21st is National Ice Cream Day. So all of the ice cream parlors, I'm sure, will have special deals or maybe free ice creams. I know of one where, like, an ice cream cone is $6. This one, I'm not going to mention any names, but they serve ice cream, gourmet ice cream dishes, and, you know, frozen yogurt and other things. But their prices are just, like, totally outrageous. But on a hot day, I mean, you know, they're doing great business. I see people buying ice cream, like, during the winter on a cold day. I've never quite understood that one. To me, if I did that and I wasn't careful, I'd get brain freeze. Although I think you can get brain freeze even on a summer day just by eating the ice cream too fast. I've never had the ice cream, but if I'm going to pay $6 for an ice cream cone, or even more, actually, they go up from there, it's got to be something, you know, really good. I just can't imagine it, but I'm sure, you know, other people love that brand of ice cream. Anyways, We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And among other things we did over the weekend is we watched billionaires, you know, streaming. It's just kind of interesting to see, you know, people that where money is no object, what they do. And we also watched AD Home Tours. The AD stands for Architectural Digest. They have celebrities that give a tour of their home, and it's kind of cool. And you know, occasionally I get decorating ideas or remodeling ideas. And you know, again, those are typically high-end homes. I like the beach houses. There was also one other show that we wound up watching on YouTube. And I can't remember the name of it. So I think it's called Bargain Beach Homes or something, where they'll have, you know, a couple or a family, and they're shopping for a house, and they're with a realtor, and you get a tour of various homes, and then at the end of the show, you know, they say which one they're buying. And then on most of them, they show what the asking price was and what they paid for it. And then they have, like, it's a retrospective, because when they're touring the house, they'll say, oh, well, if I'm going to buy this house, I got to knock out this wall, or I got to bump out that, or I want to remodel the kitchen. And then they show, you know, after they bought the house and whatever, 3 or 6 months later, you know, what they did with it. And, you know, again, it's kind of interesting just to see. And those are also high-end homes. Although what's interesting is seeing the price of beachfront homes in places like Texas or North Carolina or even some up in North Florida, where you couldn't buy a house like that here, like on the Strand. You're talking about $15 million nowadays. There, you know, someone buys a house for like a few a few hundred thousand dollars, maybe half a million. Couldn't buy any home in Manhattan Beach, maybe not even a condo for that price. You know, I say, man, I'd love to live right on the beach. Some of them, they have a dock, and you can have your own boat, and, you know, wouldn't that be cool? But I guess the grass is always greener on the other side. Well, so shifting gears, and now I kind of say that, you know, pun intended, but, you know, I've said on my show previously that I don't know what it is about the Tesla Cybertruck, but to me, it's just really ugly. And one time the first time I saw one, I took a photo and posted it on Facebook, and I didn't know if it was just me or what, but it seemed to be the consensus. Most people commented that, yeah, they they did agree that it's an ugly-looking truck. And then I've seen some comparisons to, there's a thing that's been going around the internet, it's gone viral, where it shows a steel trash bin, you know, that's squared off, and then they show the Cybertruck, and it says, did Elon Musk, you know, design it based on this trash bin? And some have had, like, dumpsters and whatever, but the one thing that I'm leading up to was I saw one on Saturday, and, you know, it's supposed to be stainless steel, but yet it was rusting or oxidizing. And, yeah, I guess they live here at the beach, but I thought, well, even surgical stainless steel can oxidize, and apparently that's what happened. But the other thing was, you know, I could feel the heat generating off of it, you know, the steel. I wouldn't want to touch it. I wasn't even going to try to see how hot it actually was. And the other thing was, at an angle with the sunlight, or with the sun, you know, directly on it, you could see all kinds of scratches. I don't know if somebody tried to buff it, or if it's just people leaning up against it. After all, it is a pickup truck. And then I actually saw one dent in the side door, so it's obviously not, you know, very thick steel or not very strong steel. But I was just thinking, man, and especially if you get in a wreck in one of those things, you know, normally minor fender benders, they fill in the dents and dings with Bondo and then sand it smooth and then paint over it. I don't think, you can't do that with a steel panel, so I guess it would have to be replaced. And but for me, I would never want to buy one of those, and it's, you know, six figures. And I've seen some listed for, like, you know, $160,000. And to me, that's just a waste of money. But I guess, again, if money is no object, then, you know, have at it. It's interesting. I was mentioning about these shows that we watch, like The Billionaires and the Home Tours, where it's high-end homes, and you see cars, you know, parked in the driveway. I've never seen one of those yet. Usually what you see is a lot of Rolls Royces and Bentleys and, you know, exotic sports cars, you know, Mercedes and whatever. But, you know, it's like, if I'm buying a car and it's stainless steel and I'm paying that much money for it, I would expect it not to oxidize. And I don't know if, maybe that's what the scratches are for. Maybe they go out, get out some steel wool and try and buff out the oxidation. But anyways, enough of that. You know, right now, there's a lot of vehicles, the EVs that are, the companies are going belly up, and one here in Manhattan Beach, just went or is in the process of going belly up, and there's a bargain sale that's the Fisker product line, F-I-S-K-E-R. Tesla, their sales have been slowing down, but they're, I guess, pretty much viable. But you know, the EVs started to sell really well, and now their sales have slowed down. And apparently, China is going to be coming into the States importing much cheaper cars, because that was one of the problems, was that, you know, EVs were very expensive. But then people didn't like having to remember to charge their vehicles, or if you have to replace the battery, you know, it's like $15,000 to $18,000 for that. And the resale values, you know, when you drive a brand new car off the lot, yes, we all know that take a big hit, but for EVs, it's a far greater hit. So, anyways, we'll see how the EV market pans out. But on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.